Next patient we're going to talk about is Mary Williams. Mary Williams, 12/14/73. Oh, this is all done today. Today's the 24th, of course. Today's the 24th. Patient is a 49-year-old woman, resides in a trailer, suffers from COPD. She's currently not using oxygen. Used to use a nebulizer, but she's doesn't know what happened to her machine, period. She also suffers from hypertension, bipolar disorder, chronic pain, anxiety, and symptoms of neuropathy. Surgery, she's had 5 back surgeries, 3 knee surgeries, 2 C-section, oral surgery, cholecystectomy, kidney stone surgery. Review of system. Patient states that she's lost some weight. At one time, she tells me that she had pancreatic cancer. There's no evidence of this at this time, but she tells me it's in remission. She complains of pain everywhere. Her appetite has been diminished. Weight loss reported because she's not eating as much. Patient has had no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting. Allergy, Motrin, immunization for COVID, none. Social, she smokes. She doesn't want to quit smoking. She continues to smoke. Family history, mom died of pancreatic cancer, father died of diabetes. On physical exam, we have a 49-year-old woman with history of COPD in mild respiratory distress with activity. O2 sats 92% on room air, pulses 88, respirations 20. Blood pressure 130 over 90, heart pulses, swan pulses 2, lungs, fear, bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash. Assessment number 1, COPD, non-O2 dependent. Number 2, no tachycardia. Number 3, no evidence of right-sided heart failure with edema. No evidence of that. Next one is constipation off and on. Next one is weakness. Next one is weight loss of 5 pounds. Next one is bipolar disorder. Next number, history of pancreatic cancer per patient. Nothing has been documented regarding this in her previous records. I've asked for records to be presented as well. Next number is generalized anxiety disorder. I'll put in their medications at this time includes Dilaudid 4 milligram TID, which patient is out of, oxycodone 30 milligram for pain, which patient does not take, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day, gabapentin, which she's off now, and she's only taking gabapentin 600 TID, Valium 10 milligram BID, and Advair 2 puffs twice a day, which she's out of at this time, and Zyprexa 10 milligram once a day. Okay, so that's Mary Williams for you.